You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye, Phoenix-based event planner Daniel Duran, the events coordinator with the Arizona Charter Schools Association and owner of Duran Events, joins Event Talk once again to talk about the secret weapon of event and meeting planners, hospitality, and how to use it to create stellar experiences for your guests. Daniel, welcome back to Event Talk here on EPN.
Thanks for having me again. It's good to be back.
Yes, sir. Good to have you as well. So define hospitality as it relates to events and meetings.
So that word hospitality is definitely one of those loaded words in the sense that it can be something that you do or it's something that you have. I have a quote on the homepage of my website from American author Washington Irving, who said, "There is emanation from the heart in genuine hospitality which cannot be described but is immediately felt and puts the stranger at once at his ease." And I think that this speaks perfectly to what it means to be hospitable in the industry of events and meetings. We're gathering a group of anywhere from tens to tens of thousands of people together for an event. Attendees are there sometimes by choice or sometimes because their work is sending them. They could be traveling a long distance or even just attending a local event where home is just an arm's length away. Either way, they are carving out time to be present at this event. So it's our job, and really moreover our duty as planners and hosts, to make sure we provide the most welcoming experience we can.
And why is hospitality such an important part of events and meetings?
I think the importance of hospitality comes in two parts. First and foremost is why it is important for the attendee. They or their company is spending money for them to attend. This is the easiest answer and one that makes the most sense. They give us money, and we give them a great experience. However, I always like to say that it goes beyond the bank. When we exhibit genuine hospitality to our guests through everything we do, and sometimes in the most subtle of ways, that guest, whether they know it or not, will be affected. There are some really great podcasts and documentaries out there on the power of positive speech and actions, some that show people speaking positive and affirming words to a glass of water and others screaming obscenities to that same glass of water. The outcome showed that the positive, when seen under a microscope, formed these beautiful crystals, and then the other just evaporated or formed something undesirable. So we are doing this hospitality to create the best environment we can for fruitful experiences to happen. The other part is our own organization. Getting that high score in hospitality on your post-event survey can and will result in return attendance as well as growth in next year's attendance. And, of course, all of this culminates in higher profits for your organization.
How do you incorporate the principle of hospitality within the planning process?
Sure. The principle of hospitality really comes into play when you are planning your logistics. Is your registration process smooth and free of long lines and as organized as possible? Are food and drink readily accessible? Is your print program user-friendly? And then it really is the actual structure and itinerary of the day mapped out so it doesn't produce attendee burnout. These are questions that we need to ask. I also like to make sure that attendees never, ever feel lost. Proper signage is key in addition to picking venues with easy access breakout rooms. Things like waiting in lines or long walks or too much programming create a down feeling for a well, some of these things aren't necessarily 100% avoidable. We sure can strive for that. Work with your venue, and a lot of times they have great ideas for you as well to help with that. But remember, if you feel that something isn't going to work for your specific group, then it's okay to change that.
Today we are with, once again, Phoenix-based event planner Daniel Duran, the events coordinator with the Arizona Charter Schools Association and owner of Duran Events, here on Event Talk, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Daniel, can you share a few examples of how you implement hospitality at your events?
Sure thing. I put any staff that I work with through a hospitality training. We cover everything that a hotel would pretty much cover in their staff trainings, things like the 5 and 10 rule, greeting those verbally who are within 5 feet of you, and then acknowledging someone with a head nod or a wave for those who are 10 or more feet away. Things like gesturing with an open palm and giving direction instead of a pointed finger. Or when someone asks where a specific room is, to actually take them to that room instead of just telling them where it is. I encourage our staff during those walks to strike up a conversation and get a read of the event from the attendee. And, of course, see if there's anything else that we can do to serve them better. Before each event, I will review these simple practices as a refresher for the staff, volunteers, and, well, even myself. And next, I have streamlined our registration process. We no longer have tables for registration, rather just staff members standing in the front lobby with iPads in hand to do check-in. If there's some sort of issue or change in registration or perhaps an on-site registration that comes in, then they are sent to a table where I'm at and able to help handle those issues quickly. So the guest just moves on from check-in and right into the event. So no longer they are greeted by lines, sorted alphabetically, and then greeted by a table barrier, but are now welcomed by a person with a smile on their face and who's excited to see them. And then another example would be food line. One line is not enough. Two lines is not enough. I have upwards to 4 or 6 lines available depending on the number of people, 4 to 6 lines for a buffet. Waiting in line is kind of like rust on a boat. It will eat away the participant, and that is what they'll walk away with the rest of that day, is remembering standing in that long line because they're hungry and waiting for their food. So there are so many more examples and ways to do hospitality at your events, and these are just obviously a simple few ones that you can implement.
Great tips, without a question. Lastly, what are your top 3 tips to ensure that planners get hospitality right at their events?
Do your research. Get feedback from your attendees and implement their suggestions. You could even go as far as getting into the attendee frame of mind, and you yourself as a planner attend an event to see what it's like to be a guest. Then implement what you saw or change what you think needs to be changed for yourself to make that a better experience. Secondly, I would say smile and be present. It sounds really simple, but it really can take a lot of effort on a planner's part. As planners, we get so caught up in the logistics and our need for perfection that we forget what is right in front of us and who we are doing this for, which is the human person. It really is okay to take 30 seconds to connect with somebody. It's okay to take a walk around your event and just say hi to the attendees or the vendors or even the venue staff. Make those connections. And finally, hospitality starts with you. Like I said in the beginning, it isn't just something that we do. It has to be something that we live. At a conference a couple of years ago, I was walking a presenter to her breakout room, and she stopped about halfway down the hall with me and said, "What's going on here?" And I was confused at her question and, of course, was worried at what she was going to ask next. So I began to tell her about the conference and all that was going on, and she stopped me about halfway through my explanation and said, no, that's not what I meant. I mean, something is happening here, something special. I really don't know what that is, but something is different. And at that moment, I knew that we had reached success. I already knew we had good programming. We had a great facility. We had great staff, all of that. But more than that, we had built a conference centered around hospitality and the guest experience. You couldn't touch it. You couldn't see it, but it radiated through the conference center. So we have to live it every day of our lives, and the resulting success will amaze you.
Well said. Now, if you would, share with our listeners where they can be in best contact with you to get more information per their event needs.
Absolutely. My name is Daniel Duran, and you can reach me at daniel.duran@azcharters.org.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for the valuable information and also for taking a moment to be with us once again on Event Talk.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that was Phoenix-based event planner Daniel Duran, the events coordinator with Arizona Charter Schools Association and owner of Duran Events. And for contact, you can reach Daniel by sending an email to daniel.duran@azcharters.org. Thanks once again for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.